from Tidbits on October 6th, 2008. This is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Apple TV 2.2 brings security updates to Apple's Home Media Center. In theory, maliciously crafted movie files could result in crashes or arbitrary code execution. More interestingly, the update also brings the Genius feature to Apple TV. Hold down the play pause button while a song is playing to display a pop-up menu that lets you start Genius. Other new features include an HD tag next to HDTV shows, support for buying HDTV shows, music video playlists, shuffle support for music videos, and a standby menu option accessed from the settings menu. You can still press play pause for 3 seconds to put the Apple TV in standby, but only from the main menu. Some people have reported sluggish performance after applying the update. Restoring the Apple TV to its factory settings, then downloading and applying the update appears to fix that issue. Firefox PDF plugin for Mac OS X 0.9.9 from Sam Gross updates the plugin that enables Firefox to display PDF files within the browser, with the capability to open a displayed PDF in preview via a contextual menu. The plugin works only in Firefox 3 on Intel-based Macs running Mac OS X 10.4 or later. PDF Pen 4.0.1 and PDF Pen Pro 4.0.1 from Smile on my Mac update the PDF editing software with new preferences for OCR prompts and a number of bug fixes to the 4.0 versions released last week. iTunes 8.0.1 from Apple fixes several bugs related to new features introduced in iTunes 8.0. The Genius feature now plays the current song when you create a new Genius playlist, instead of restarting the song at the beginning, and also syncs its results to an iPod. The voiceover accessibility feature is also improved, as well as syncing spoken menus to the iPod Nano. This release also fixes a problem when checking for updates at the App Store and no longer deletes HDTV episodes when downloading the SD versions. SousChef 1.0 from Acacia Tree Software is a new addition to the world of cooking and recipe management tools. See Andy Affleck's Cook From Your Mac, 10 Recipe Tools Compared. Notable features include an interactive online recipe database, recipe substitute suggestions, and a voice-controlled hands-free mode. OmniWeb 5.8 from the Omni Group updates the independent web browser with support for the latest version of WebKit. So OmniWeb 5.8 now uses the same version of WebKit as Safari 3.1 and has the same core capabilities, such as downloadable fonts, CSS animation, HTML5 media tags, and client-side database storage. Other changes include a fix for a spaces-related bug, support for non-POSIX file URLs, tweaked toolbar icons, and the capability to masquerade as Google Chrome. Requires Mac OS X, 10.4.8, and later. Quark Publishing System 8, Quark Toppy Desk 8, and Quark Express Server 8 have been unveiled by Quark in support of Quark Express 8. New in Quark Copy Desk 8, the text and picture editing software, is a redesigned interface, advanced typographical control, and support for East Asian text. Major changes to Quark Express Server 8 include a global file format that enables users to open files made with any language version of Quark Express 8 and support for native Adobe Illustrator files. Also new to Quark Express Server 8 is interface support for 13 languages, spell checking for more than 30 languages, and improved asset management through QPS Connect Client. Quark Publishing System 8, Quark Copy Desk 8, and Quark Express Server 8 will be available in Q4 2008. Drive Genius 2.1 from ProSoft Engineering updates the disk utility software with the new Drive Slim feature, which enables you to search for and delete files on your hard drive to free up additional space. Delete options include a large file search and delete, duplicate file search and delete, multi-language slimming, universal binary support removal, and backup. UControl Desktops 1.3 from U Software updates the virtual desktop manager with Leopard support, added customization options, and a number of bug fixes. New to this version are improved controls over cursor behavior, options for highlighting the active desktop in the menu bar, and an additional Quartz Extreme transition effect. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download software, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.